Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. What a glorious and magnificent God we serve. Hallelujah. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Glory to God, where we're believing God as we continue to intercede and believe God for miraculous and marvelous and phenomenal things to take place. He is an awesome God. Praise God. We uplift his holy name. Thou art holy and righteous, and you designed for us to be transformed into the image of Christ so we can be a holy people of the royal priesthood. Glory to God, standing on righteousness and standing on the promises of the Lord. Oh, God, we pray, glory to God, as Jesus sent his Son, God, to the Redeemers, back to the Father, and he sacrificed his life, suffered all kinds of things on our behalf, to forgive us from every sin while we're even in darkness. He died for the ungodly and sacrificed his blood. Praise the Lord. We thank him that he's on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from Philippians, the fourth chapter, starting at the 11th verse. Not that I speak with respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith know be content. Therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. In the Amplified, it says, not that I am implying that I was in any personal want, for I have learned how to be content, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I am. I know how to be abased and to live humble in certain circumstances, and I know how to be empty, plenty, and to live in abundance. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency and enough to spare or going without and being in want. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength in me. I am self-sufficient in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And to get to that place where we trust and rest in him, submit and obedience to him, seeing all the great and mighty acts he's already performed, to be to that place that we can rest assured that whatever he says shall come to pass. So we can learn how to rest in him, casting out cares and standing on his promises and reminding ourselves as we speak the word in glory to God, to him in remembrance of what he's already said is to come to pass. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be unto the Most High God. God, we bless you tonight. Thank you again for that powerful word that came forth through our sister last night, Prophetess Michelle Benjamin, on glory to God, the power of forgiveness and the pain of unforgiveness. Glory to God. That was miraculous, how God used her in the different illustrations and also being transparent. Praise the Lord. Those that haven't heard the message, glory to God, I pray they do go back and or either heard it and don't want to go back and redo some of the things that was said. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection, spelled with a D-E-V-I-N-E. God is awesome. Praise God. And it's always good sometimes to go back and put ourselves in remembrance of God's word, continuously out of the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, and also, praise God, when God has that spoken word from his walking epistles. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We come in your presence today giving thanks, giving glory, giving honor. All for miraculous, marvelous, and wonderful God you are. God, we can't even say that enough. We don't have enough words to express glory to God through the Webster, through whatever type of dictionary and words they might create to never describe the awesomeness and the power and the anointing and the appreciation that we should have for you and all that you did and all that you're doing and glory to God and will do. In the name of Jesus, search our hearts and you find anything displeasing in it. Forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You are an awesome God. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer. Thank you for the power, glory to God, of your love, the agape. Thank you for the power of forgiveness. Oh, my God, because that's what you did, forgave us. Oh, God, so we can be redeemed back to the Father. That is a miraculous thing, glory to God, and the weights that come off and the freedom and the liberty that you give us, glory to God. Oh, God, when you forgive us for those things, glory to God, that are contrary to your will. We thank you that you said lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience because we cannot live, glory to God, a holy and righteous life in freedom and liberty with if we're carrying weights and the cares of this life. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you, glory to God, are our deliverer. We bless you today for the power, glory to God, to even bless us to yet have salvation, to be filled with the Spirit of the Holy Spirit that will teach, lead, and guide, and with our compass, which be our GPS, in the name of Jesus, guiding us on this journey. We love you today. We do appreciate you. We thank God for Jesus. God, that we can call upon his name and have confidence to know that he's going to answer. Ah, oh, God, we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, we thank you, glory to God, for you are so marvelous, so wonderful. Ah, oh, there is none like thee. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your holy word. Thank you for your scriptures that you have blessed us, glory to God, that we can read and find comfort, find directions, find encouragement in the name of Jesus. Ah, oh, thank you for the divine set for those that have the heart of prayer and learning the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus because your will should become our will in the name of Jesus as we transform being transformed by your word to be able to walk in your truth. As Philippians 3:7-11 says, but what things were gained to me, these things I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, to whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him and having and not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain the resurrection from the dead. A man that's glory to God, even Paul, we bless the Lord, who suffered many things, and he still say that I might know him. Ah, glory to God and the power of his resurrection and his suffering. God help us to be to a place that we will be able to bless the Lord at all times. And the praise that shall continue to be in our mouth. And no matter what situation, circumstances, unforgiveness, glory to God, that we will walk in the spirit of forgiveness. And we will be in a place, glory to God, that the enemy will not have, glory to God, that hold on us because we're walking contrary to the will of the Lord. But God, as we line ourselves up with your word, so many miraculous things can be taking place and that we can be used for your glory. Oh, God, even the power of healing and deliverance, the giftings that you're giving us, the encouragement to win those that are in darkness God, to come to the light, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able, glory to God, to speak into somebody's life and turn their lives around because of the power of the anointing through the power of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you so much, God, as we come together collectively on one accord. Ah, we'll be like a force to be reckoned with against the powers of the darkness, go out to come against those forces, go over to God, unclean spirits and foul spirits and principalities and strongholds, go over to God, that hold the people in captives, that are causing them to do things that are glory to God, that's not pleasing in the sight of the Lord and go that's destroying others' lives. God, we're praying, glory to God, through the power of prayer. Help us, glory to God, not to be a people to get caught up in the cares of this life. So many have, and it's been a great falling away, God, but we are praying for resurrection and power. We are praying for restoring. We are praying for turning back to the Lord and recognizing, glory to God, the error of the ways of those, glory to God, that are Christ Jesus, but now have allowed the enemy to trick them. And you said in the word of God, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? God, don't let us be, glory to God, a candidate for the enemy to continue to use us, because he's the light and the father of life, you said from the beginning. But as we change our turn, our lives over to you, God, we got to walk in truth, walk with the whole armor, walk, glory to God, in submission and obedience to you. God, we are praying, glory to God, for those that are bound up, glory to God, through sickness and disease, that God, that they'll be healed and delivered. God, as the word go out, some may be one-on-one, some might be laying on hands, some might be just sending a word out in the atmosphere in a powerful agreement all around the globe. Your word, glory to God, can penetrate any walls, any situation, any sickness, any disease. There's nothing, glory to God, there's no place that your word cannot go and that your eyes don't see in the name of Jesus. So we're standing, glory to God, as vessels that you can use and transmit your anointing. And help us to know, glory to God, we got to walk in love and walk in forgiveness in order for, glory to God, to accomplish the anointing of the things that you want done through us. God, we don't want to be weighted down, but we want to pray, glory to God, that as we be in your presence, you said in your presence is fullness of joy. God, help us to seek your face the more. And you said, glory to God, those that are led by your spirit are the sons of God. We are praying, God, in the name of Jesus for our youth and pray for awakening for them, praying for healing for them, praying for deliverance for them, praying that they will have an opportunity to live and, glory to God, be able to become young adults and be able to give their lives to you, glory to God, and live a righteous and saved life and make a difference even in this society. God, we are praying for those that are going through school and they need, glory to God, an education and so many disruptions from the gun violence and all the other things that are happening and all the prejudiceness and all the things, glory to God, are going on with the sickness and disease. So many have gotten caught up in fear and fretfulness. Other ones, they've gotten caught up in just doing evil things like there's no tomorrow and feeling hopeless and helpless, and other ones in suicide. Some of them just doing things vindictive. Some in caught up in generational curses. Whatever the lie is and whatever the trick is and whatever the stuff, the storms that the enemy is bringing in their lives and trying to keep them away from you, we curse and bind it and loose them from its assignment and dismantle, glory to God, all of those strongholds now in the name of Jesus, that their heart will be open, their eyes will be open, their ears will be open, so when the word comes, they can be able to receive, whether it come through the airways, whether it come, glory to God, on the internet, whether it come, glory to God, one-on-one, whether it come through preaching in a church, in a church, whether they come through a retreat, or whether, glory to God, pick up a track or whatever. God, we are praying it penetrate the heart and it will bring, glory to God, a change in their lives so they'll want to know who you are. One may plant, one may water, and the other, glory to God, you bring the increase. And sometimes the word has already been planted for years and people have been watering, but God, we just believing any time now change is coming. And for those that never heard it, God, we are thinking that that word will go out and it will bring about deliverance and change. We are praying for those that are so full of anger and full of prejudice and full of fear, full of all kinds of things that the enemy says. Even for those, glory to God, do have mental challenges for chemical imbalance or whatever it may be, we plead in the blood of Jesus for those that the enemy has lied to and caused their identity, glory to God, to be lost. I was born this way. Oh, you know, we can know that generational curses can make people think, glory to God, because they came out of the womb, this was already in our family. This was, glory to God, or either this person got raped or this person went through some things, glory to God, and other ones would make them feel like they were nobody, and the other ones say, welcome in, you know, we love you and bring you over on the other side and, you know, start doing that little caring, glory to God, and stroking the ego and doing this, that, and the other, or glory to God, somebody's confidence is down low and it just find a way. And then other ones will playing the game of glory to God, getting high, and we doing orgies, and we doing this and that, and found out, ooh, that's kind of enticing, and then sometimes you get caught just like you're in drugs and can't stop, and then other times you get trapped. Now you're ashamed and so forth, and this, so you feel like you got to continue. All kinds of, oh, God, I see ya. You let an emotion, let an emotion. All kinds of tricks the enemy will do to lure people on that other side for homosexuality in the name of Jesus. And then get what everybody, and some
sometimes feeling miserable, don't even like the life, but then you're trying to put up defenses because you're in it and shame, oh, the blood of Jesus. And other ones, glory to God, they're just getting all kind of joy out of it because the enemy's got them fooling. God, help us to pray the strongholds down. God, you told us to love ye one another. We'll love the people, but glory, I hate the sin because God hates the sin, glory to God, that we're in, whatever it may be. Oh, and all have come short, glory to God. Hallelujah, because we have sinned, but God, glory to God, through the power of repentance, you cleanse the slate, and you send it out to the east and the west, glory so far, glory to God, that they don't even meet, glory to God, as your forgiveness. God, we thank you and forgetfulness. God, we just love you. Help us to love and appreciate, and glory to God, forgive and walk, glory to God, in the love past the pain, the disappointment, the betrayal, and all the agony, and all the things, glory to God, that was done so horrific that some can't even talk about it because it was so bad. But God, you see and know all things, and you gave us people here on the earth realm that we can talk to, glory to God, but we have to be led by your spirit. We are praying through the power of prayer that we don't know about certain situations, but because the prayer is going out in the airways, yokes can be still destroyed, whether we know that person or don't know them, but the power of prayer to tear down these strongholds. God, we are praying for the elderly, God, that's going through right now. Some saying they're at 70s and got to go back to work because the economy's so bad and they don't have enough funds, glory to God, to meet their daily needs. God, we are praying, glory to God, for this United States and even around the globe for situations with the elderly. But God, we are praying, glory to God, they will be taken care of. And God, they will not be, glory to God, looked over and they'll not be ostracized and criticized and downtrodden. Glory to God, we are praying, God, not only just for them, but even for some of those that are maybe in a situation that they're less fortunate because the circumstances have caused them to be in because of the economy. And some was in it that walked away from some things and their lives were changed because of the fact that they make good decisions. But other ones, glory to God, things happen beyond their control. Oh, glory to God in life. So whether it be, glory to God, our elderly, or whether it be those that are less fortunate or those that are trying to start out in life to make a family or do whatever it is, God, we are praying against that. We are praying against these murderous spirits and these ones that are going around stealing from others, glory to God, whether it be on the cyber thing going on the internet, trying to steal your money out of your accounts and some other things going on where they're snatching purses or going into stores and causing some stores to have to close down or businesses and stuff like this that were in certain areas that were being, glory to God, a blessing. And now, glory to God, because of the things of the economy and people stealing and doing things, oh, God, I'm praying reveal or expose the enemy in the name of Jesus. Expose those enemies that's creeping in people's houses, glory to God. They're bringing harm, creeping in, glory to God, and in people's houses through the internet, glory to God, seducing the children and causing them, even from elementary to, glory to God, to be enticed by some things and pulling them away, glory to God, from their families and even from their lives being lost. Come against human trafficking. Come against, glory to God, gangbanging. Come against, glory to God, even, glory to God, our government and different other ones stealing the money, putting sliding stuff in their pockets, glory to God, and feeding themselves off of, glory to God, somebody else. Glory to God, making them they're less fortunate, and then you are robbing them or even that they do have. And we pray, glory to God, from the manipulation and the greed from higher ups all the way down, all in the name of Jesus. Even these gun laws and so forth like this, glory to God, are benefiting those that are making the guns and those, glory to God, that are concerned about taxes and the other ones that are greasing greasing their hands, glory to God, and glory to God, patting the other one on the back because they're gaining fine funds and finances, glory to God, to build up their own little kingdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that have already invested in those things. That's why they don't want to pull out. That's why they don't want to turn back around and say First Amendment, this, that, and the Second Amendment, or whatever it is, the blood of Jesus. God, we know all these things have been going on. Just like you said, fret not thyself of evil doers, because they soon shall be cut off, like you said in Psalms 37. Glory, I think may look like they've been around a long time. They'll never change. Ah, glory, but you got a time. Just like, glory to God, when Israel was disobedient, they were, glory, in bondage for 400 years, but they kept crying out. Oh, after a while, when God did deliver, oh, God, you still can do this now. Also, no matter what's going on with prayer out of school and this, that, the other going on and the guns, glory to God, here and there, we know man's heart needs to change. We know, glory, but you got to start somewhere. So even in the laws, at least, glory to God, it won't give you liberty to just go do whatever you want to do and pack a gun and ride around, glory to God, shooting in people's cars and in their windows and wherever else. God, we're praying, even though we know some things going to go on still, but God, we need some some control over some things. The laws, glory to God, even for governing on the road and the highway, so you won't run 150 miles an hour, 120 miles an hour, glory to God, in a zone where it ought to be 50 and 45, and you got to have something. So we still need that kind of law, even concerning, glory to God, the guns. Lord, we are praying right now for a change in man's heart and mind, most of all for salvation. God, we thank you again for our president. God, we pray for wisdom. We pray, glory to God, for glory to God, our congressmen, and glory to God, and for the government, and for representative, House representative, whatever. We are just praying. So many people, all we glory to God, even on down to our mayors and whatever, police glory. We asking you, glory to God, the chiefs, God, to just deal with their hearts, because there's some manipulation, some things going on in the background that shouldn't be. God, we come against these prejudice demons in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you are blessed. All this war going on, and even the things that are going on now, that about the way, God, all the stuff that the enemy is stirring up, glory to God, so it can keep a fight going on, can keep confusion going on. God, help us as believers that we don't get caught up in swaying this way and swaying that way, but we are standing on what the words say. But you even told us don't argue, glory to God, but genealogies and this, that, and the other. Help us to be able to stand on your word and stand what's right, but don't get caught up in a fight, glory to God, with his and he and this and that. Let us pray and stand, glory to God, when we need to speak, speak, glory to God, according to what your word says, not because our feelings and emotions are get off track that we lose sight of what you called us to do. Remember that we are bought with a price, no more our own. And God, we just thank you. It's always something to pray for. Pray for our families and our loved ones. Pray for their salvation. Pray for their deliverance. Pray for those that have gotten saved in our family, that hold fast and not be manipulated by the situations and circumstances, but that don't do just enough to get saved and filled with the Spirit. But God, there is a walk that we have to walk every day, striving for more of you and denying this flesh. God, help us all, even on this prayer line. God, help us to know that we have not already obtained. But one thing we do know is we're getting those things behind and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus for our future, but seeking your face the more. Because the more we seek your face, the more you're going to shine the light on some things where we need to come up. But you want to use us more in that anointing to carry out your assignment. And we are thanking you, Lord, for those that need a healing and deliverance, even those things that are going on in our own bodies, that we believe in you for that, glory, that divine touch. But help us to press and pursue, still after you, knowing, glory to God, that all things are possible through you. Forgive us, Lord. And God, I thank you again for this prayer line, for the prayer warriors. Bless them, encourage them, and use them for your glory. Thank you for the woman of God with the word last night, God, on the power of forgiveness. God, we just thank you every day. Oh, God, bless you. The blood covering over our children, our grandchildren, our seed. We love you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, even for the prayer requests last night as we standing on those, believing for manifestation. In Jesus' name, God, we bind up Satan, all this little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, glory to God, that he'll be eradicated, dismantled, and uprooted and sent back to the dry places from whence it came. He'll be loosed from it in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, your word, your anointing, the armor that you've given us. Thank you, Lord God, for the peace and the joy, even as weapons as well. Thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual blessings, debt cancellation, and the power of your anointing, and even as you bless for increase and that uncommon favor for those finances to come in, that we will not forget the less fortunate, that we are blessed and not be greedy and caught up for what I want to do, what I should have done, but we'll keep that vow. Glory to God, because you said, don't make a vow, glory to God, and break it in the name of Jesus. Better not to make it at all. So, God, we just ask you, Lord, to help us, and we just bless you again. Thank you, Lord God, for even, glory to God, on a couple of days' birthday, God, for 68. We thank you for every day that you've given us. And I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing. And, glory to God, you are so marvelous and so wonderful. Oh, God, you are wonderful, wonderful. Oh, our counselor and our Prince of Peace, in the name of Jesus. Oh, it started raining over here. I hope it don't start it, you know, storming, that we can continue on with our prayers. At this time, we're going to have Mother Willette pray first, and then Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. And after that, Brother Black is on, and then Mother Alec. Let me see who. Mother, let's see if that's McCormick. Glory to God. Mother McCormick. Thinking in that order. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So you release now to pray, and to God be the glory.
Amen. Can you hear me tonight?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Well, you know, last night the thing wouldn't let me talk, so I said, well, I didn't know if it was going to work tonight or not, but thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, we come before your presence, and we say, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for being, hallelujah, the true and living God. Thank you for being El Shaddai, our all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just appreciate you, Heavenly Father. I thank you that you are definitely for us. You love us, Lord God, and you work things out already for our good. Glory be to God. We just have to learn to receive it. Father, in that name that's above every name, I thank you, Lord God, that you're teaching me, hallelujah, in my meditation that it's time to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ that sits at your right hand making intercession for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father God, I appreciate you so much. I thank you, Lord God. I heard Minister BJ mention so many things, and I do touch and agree with her according to your word, where two or three touching anything here on earth, Lord God, you will allow it to take place, glory be to God. You will let it be. So I'm in agreement with her prayers in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord God, for those that have birthdays this month, because you blessed us, hallelujah, for another year. And we give you the glory, because we could say like the Israelites, had it not been you on our side, Lord God, we could have been swallowed up, Lord God, by the demon of darkness by now. But we thank you that you are for us. Hallelujah. We thank you for helping us to be mindful of putting on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you for giving us that which pertains to life and godliness. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you see every situation. You know everything. You're all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you righteously recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And we know, Father God, according to your word, it's not flesh and blood that we wrestle against. And, Lord God, I pray in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord God, that you grant favor, Lord God, to those, Lord God, who show kindness, Lord God, to your people. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless you, Heavenly Father, and give your name the praise. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that, Lord God, dwells on the inside of us and go alongside us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray, oh, Lord God, that your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Lord God, stir up the gift on the inside. Help us, Lord God, to walk according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. Thank you, Lord God, that you are God, hallelujah, that do exactly what you say. So as we get your word, Lord God, down on the inside, we don't want to sin against you, Lord God, especially thinking about that message yesterday, the sin of unforgiveness. Have mercy upon our souls. Father, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, we ask you to forgive us. And, Lord God, after hearing that message, I pray in Jesus' name that I learn, hallelujah, I learned it a long time ago, to be quick, hallelujah, to forgive, quick to love, hallelujah, Lord God, and quick, hallelujah, to show kindness to others, because you're looking at how we treat one another. And, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I do cancel, Lord God, every generational curse. God, it's some generational curses. It seems like people just seem to keep going on with some of the foolishness. But, God, we bind up the foolishness and the things that are not of you in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. Hallelujah. Not just a word, but your anointed word. Glory be to God. And when your word goes out, it shall not come back void. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you taught us in your word. Jesus said to have faith in you. Hallelujah, yes, sir, glory be to God. I believe I will, I always will, because I've learned that God, with you on our side, you're more than the whole wide world against us. Hallelujah. Since you see everything, we can lay down and rest at night, knowing, Lord God, that you've got, hallelujah, you're going to continue to take care of us, hallelujah, and help us, Lord God. I'm praying, Father, the Holy Ghost, Lord God, will help us to put us in check, Lord God, when we are walking in error, because we desire to walk by faith according to your word. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We desire, hallelujah, when we pray the prayer of faith, we pray with expectation, hallelujah, that you not only hear us, but you answer the prayer. Hallelujah. And as I've been studying, hallelujah, on prayer, praise God, sometimes your answer may be yes, sometimes it may be no, sometimes it may be wait. But God, in the name of Jesus, help us to know if you said you're working things out for our good, even when they don't feel good, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to help us to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work, Lord God, the word of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And Father God, help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to do what your word said when we have an ought. Hallelujah, I had to write it down because of, praise God, hallelujah, what the message was about on forgiveness last night in Mark 11 and 25 from the Living Bible Translation. It says, if you have an ought or grudge, praise God, hallelujah, you better forgive, because you need to go to that person and talk to them about it, but you need to learn to forgive. And I've learned that sometimes you don't have to be done a thing. People just got issues. They just got issues, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for your Holy Ghost, because your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, revealed to us what the real problem that they have, Lord God. They really upset about other stuff, but they bring up stuff that they can try to hash out, even if it has nothing to do with you, in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, help us not to develop, because sometimes as people go to blaming us for different stuff that they have had issues with, sometimes, Lord God, we will develop an ought against them. And we may, Lord God, begin to have resentment toward them because of the foolishness that come out of their mouth. But I ask you to have mercy upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, and help us to remember, hallelujah, what the preacher said last night, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Forgive, Lord God, and release it, hallelujah. Learn, we must learn, hallelujah, to do what you say, because you've taught us very well in your word. If we don't forgive, my God, how can we expect you to forgive us? So thank you, Lord God, for the teaching. Thank you, Lord God, for the lesson learned in Christ Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for those that are not yet saved. I lift them up to you, Lord God. I pray that people will come to the Lord. And how best are we to, Lord God, minister to others? By being the light of this earth, Lord God, salt of the earth and light in this world in Christ Jesus, by being born again, baptized believers of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, by being, hallelujah, who we're supposed to be as children of God, as heirs of God, as joint heirs with Christ, as your authorized agents in the earth. God, we cancel right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, the demon of darkness, we cancel, Lord God, this spirit of, Lord God, deception that's running rampant in Christ Jesus' name. God, we pray against all this gun violence, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit will go forth. Yes, Lord. Go forth, even as we pray the prayer of faith, to do what? Hallelujah, to break the yoke of every bondage. Glory be to God. Well, you said whatever we ask you, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Glory be to God. Whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, you will give it to us so that our joy would be full. Glory be to God according to your word. So, Father, we ask, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit, your anointed word, hallelujah, Lord God, which will stand forever, that it goes forward and break the yoke of every bondage. What bondages? The bondage of sin, the bondage of addictions and strongholds, Lord God, the bondage of sickness and diseases, Lord God, the coronavirus, Lord God. Lord God, this foolishness of mind, we pray, oh God, that the bondage of, Lord God, a tangled up mind is broken tonight. Hallelujah. We pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the gospel will yet be preached. The good news will be preached, Lord God, to the poor. God, that you loose them that have been bound, Lord God, by so many things, the deception, Lord God, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, has got them tangled up, a web of deception. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we pray, God, that you loose people, bring them out of darkness, dear God, in the name of Jesus, and bring them to your marvelous light. Lord, you're so good to us, Lord God. We, Lord God, we know that you are our great and mighty healer. So we pray for those that are struggling tonight with some form of sickness or disease, and we pray that the sword of the Spirit go forth and release your virtuous healing power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you loose them that have been tangled up in their mind and dealing with Alzheimer's or dementia, bipolar, schizophrenia. Lord God, whatever it is, the deception, we plead the blood of Jesus against all of it. And we pray, God, that you clothe them back in the right mind so that they'll learn to do good and not evil in Jesus' name. We pray for our leaders. We pray for, Lord God, those in the military, Lord God. We pray against this war, Lord God, that's trying to destroy the Ukrainians in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you do so. Hallelujah. Deal with, Lord God, the enemies of the Ukrainians in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you have mercy and help us in America. Have mercy on America in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our leaders, Heavenly Father, upon people everywhere. God, I touch and agree that, Lord God, all of this, Lord God, scamming, Lord God, all of this robbing and stealing and stealing people's identity, we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that it is exposed in Christ Jesus' name. And the people that are fixated on doing wickedness like that, God, bring it to an end. However you see fit, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I just love you. I thank you. I praise you. I lift up my brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord God, that you meet their needs. God, they have desires. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I touch and agree. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you work out every situation in their life for good. I thank you, Lord God, that you love us and you're concerned about our concerns. Thank you, Lord God. We pray for the salvation of our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our friends, our neighbors, and their families in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy on all of us. Bless my dear sister, Minister BJ in Christ Jesus. Lord God, you know what she's standing in need of. Bless her and meet her need according to your riches and glory. Thank you for the wonderful women of God, Lord God, the apostles, the prophets, Lord God, the pastors, Lord God, your teachers, evangelists, Lord God, Brother Black, Minister Black, Lord God, continue using, Lord God. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you have a rest. Hallelujah, you have a peace, glory be to God. And the born-again believer, as long as they're, Lord God, know who they are and that you're on our side, they can rest and they can walk in peace in Christ Jesus' name. Yep, you're going to have some oppositions because you're on this earth, and it's a fallen world. But God, hallelujah, you deal with the ones that trouble us. But we pray, Lord God, that they'll come to the knowledge of the truth before it's too late. I love you, Heavenly Father. I bless you. Jesus, I appreciate what you're doing for us right now. I thank you for your presence. God, let your presence dwell in us. Let your presence be on the scene wherever we are. God, you know what our children are going through. We pray that you bring them out of everything that's not like you. Deliver them in Christ Jesus' name, but save their life in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We bless you. We praise you. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, I pray the prayer of faith. I love you, Father God, and thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy in our life, Lord. Thank you for giving us power and authority and dominion here in this earth. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And nothing is too hard for you to do. And nothing is hidden from you. Lord, you know everything. So we come today, Lord God, just thanking you, Heavenly Father, and giving you glory, praise, Lord God, because we know that you already made everything possible. Help us, Lord God, to stand. Help us in the mighty name of Jesus to stand faithful and believe in your word, that if you said it, that's it. All we have to do is believe it and step out in it, because according to your word, Lord God, you tell us in your word in Philippians, you tell us in Philippians 4, your word said, Lord God, don't worry about anything. Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, we've got to pray. Pray, tell you all, in other words, cry out to you. Let our supplication be known unto you by crying out to you. Lord, you see this. This is not of you, Heavenly Father, and I will not receive it in the name of Jesus. The foul spirit got to loose sickness and disease, because your word tells us, Lord, from the beginning you said in your word, you want us to have life. Because according to your word in Exodus, Lord, you said above all, you want us to live the life of peace and joy. You gave us that life, Lord. According to Exodus, you said, you take away sickness. Diseases and sickness. It should not have dominion over your people in the name of Jesus. Because you gave us that authority, Father God. Your word tells us also, Heavenly Father, be bold. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16, tell us that. Come boldly to the throne of grace. We must know who we are, then we can step out in his word. We must know that God's promises don't fail. His promises stand. And we as children of the living God must know a daughter of the living God have the power and the authority to stand against the wiles of the enemy. So much chaos is going in the world today, but where is the daughters and the warriors of the living God that he gave us the authority to speak against these things? So when these foul, fiery dart is coming against us, we must know who we are, and we must know that put our faith in one and one alone. Jesus already paid a price for us. God tell us in his word, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So that means, who is within you? Check it out in the name of Jesus. We've got to know that when we start to pray, pray and know that you want results. You're not praying to playing around. You're praying because I want this thing to stop. I want healing in my body. So I will not accept this. It's not of God. He did not say that I'm supposed to suffer. So we must stand faithful. The body of Christ is supposed to know that the promises is real. We stand here praying all, because we know that the promises of God is real. And we know who we are in Christ Jesus. So when we stand before the throne of grace, we must know that we're standing and faithfully standing. No other person can move. No demon in hell can destroy what God gave you. And God tell us in his word, I'll never leave you. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace, baby. Come boldly. So much thing is going on today with our brothers and sisters. But we believe. We on the prayer line stand faithful, because we believe in prayer. He that moved that mountain, no matter what it look like, our belief is what's going to move it. Our faith is what's going to move it. Because Jesus did not crucify in vain. He gave us the authority and dominion. The name of Jesus is nothing to play with. The power and authority was given to his daughters. And we that believe in him, we are his daughters. When you live for Christ, you claim it. There ain't no shame in claiming victory in the name of Jesus. We stand boldly, baby. We stand boldly. because God's promises will not change. He said in his word, stand. No matter what goes on, or if you do it all, stand. Because God is not going to leave you by yourself. He tell you before. He tell us in Ephesians over and over. Stand. Stand therefore, having your lines girt up with the truth. When you know, baby, that what you're saying is the truth, you can back it up because it's coming from the word. Then don't let nothing, nor no one, pull you down. When we pray because we want results. Prayer line is not for game. Prayer line is to let you know when we pray, we mean business. Pulling down strongholds because we have the authority and the dominion to pull them down because it was given to us. God gave the head of the prayer line a prayer line. And the prayer line is supposed to have the power and the dominion to turn things around. God don't make no mistake when he gave her the head of line. Turn it around by praying and crying out to God. No matter what's going on here unhurt, it's not no news to God. For Heavenly Father know all about it. But he gave us a power, he gave us power and he gave us authority. We's not just coming out there. He gave us authority and he gave us power to stand faithful and to claim the victory that is ours. God did not tell us that we just stand by ourselves. He said, lo, I am with you always. Always. Now let me know. It's not just for a minute, not for an hour, but every move, everywhere I am, he's there. Not no later on, not tomorrow. He's with you always. And when you know that the Lord is with you always, baby, don't play no games. Stand. Stand faithful, knowing that who you are in Christ Jesus. The promises of God don't change, baby. He gave us power to stand, but we have to stand faithful. I don't care what goes on. The promises of God don't change. And if you think that we don't have power as the children of God, check out what he tell you in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Start the 15. He said, if he send pestilence, and if we pray. Now, can you imagine? We can put a stop to what's going on. But we got to be faithful, man. And we got to know what we're doing. We got to know that Jesus Christ gave us authority and dominion. We are not lost, baby. I don't care what goes on in this world today. Prayer line, stand faithful. Because we are not lost. So we're going to stop praying now. The body of Christ shall stand faithful. And that's why we have a prayer line. When you come on the prayer line to listen, listen and take heed. Because God's word is true. I thank God for each and every one of us here on the prayer line that we stand. It's a faithful thing. We stand. Thank God for giving the head of the prayer line a line that we can stand faithful regardless what's going on in this world. Still stand. I don't care how many pestilence go on in this world. Still stand. And we have the head of the prayer line. She did that. True storm, she's still on the prayer line. Regardless how the situation is, every one of us know that and can testify to that. She have not failed. And thank God for that. Because those that listening, you can take it and stand on it. The prayer line is faithful. The word of God, you're going to hear nothing but the word of God. I thank God for each and every one of us. I thank God because we are faithful in praying for each and every one that listen. We got to know who we are, church. We got to know that we are more than conquerors and we have dominion here on earth. I thank God for his mercy and his grace in our life. I thank God for keeping us from not letting the evil one confuse our thoughts nor our mind. Because we must always remember God gave us a sound mind. Here some people come on and tell us that, oh, they can't remember so and so. Baby, bind that false spirit up. They're trying to grab your mind. Bind it up and let it know who you are. God was giving us a sound mind. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for the head of the prayer line, for each and every one of my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And we ask the Lord to continue to keep us in one, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Brother Black, you're not there?
Oh, yes. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God. I touch and agree with the prayers. Oh, hallelujah. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory right now. God, we give you all the honor. It all belongs to you. You're worthy. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we lift up the nations right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, the fighting and the wars, God. Lord, Russia and Ukraine and China just ready to attack and seize Taiwan and other places like Iran just trying to build a ballistic missile to reach U.S. and things like that, God. But, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, you said you will continue to lift us up, God. You will continue to watch over us, God. You love Israel because that but because we loved you, God. We was Lord, crying out to you, God, and you accepted it, God. You accept us into as your beloved, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, we just pray for our matriarchs and our patriarchs, Lord, all over the world, God, even that the Jews, Lord, continue to come home according to your scriptures, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we pray for our babies. We thank you for the overturn of Roe versus Wade, God. Hallelujah, God. Now our babies have a chance to live even more so, God. Lord, and I just speak life to them, God. Hallelujah, in advance. I speak ministers, Lord, and mothers, Lord, to take care of their babies, Lord, spiritually first and naturally, God, Lord, that they all be led to you, God. Lord, we call those things which be not as though they were. We speak, Lord, lift up the homeless right now in every continent, God. Hallelujah. Every nation, every kindred, every tribe, every tongue, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, you said you reign on the just as well as the unjust. Before you come back, everybody's going to have a chance to hear your word, to receive, a chance to receive you as Lord and Savior, God. Send your word, God. Psalms 107 and 20. You sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Lord, for the whosoever receives you, for the whosoever believes you, for the whosoever believes by faith, God, hallelujah, God, and accept your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you, God. I lift them up to you, our babies, God, and Lord, our adults and our youth, God, Lord, that they put on the mind of Christ, Lord, that they begin to follow Jesus, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you, God, Lord, that no weapon that's formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against them in judgment, they shall condemn. For this is their heritage and their righteousness, just like ours, is of God, says the Lord, for the ones that are saved, the ones that are born again. And Lord, I pray there be a domino effect, a revival fire all across the land, all across this world, God. Lord, hallelujah, God. And I know it's time. I know, it's time, Lord, that you shall reveal your glory, your power, your strength, God. And all should know that you are God, and you are God alone. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. Pray for the homeless, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. That Lord, open a door that they find places to sleep, places to live, God. They find jobs, God. Lord, where's they'll and they'll receive, they'll have responsibilities, be responsible to pay for their rent and electricity, God. Good jobs, God. Lord, I just pray, God, we petition all this to you, God. Lord, we send it to you, God. We cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Cast, we violently throw our prayers and petitions at your feet, at the altar. That's what cast means. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And we pray, Lord, that deliver them, God. Oh, God, from drugs and alcohol, from mental states, God. Your Holy Ghost power, your anointing, God, your dudamus, your TNT. Hallelujah. Deliver them and set them free. Oh, God, as your ministers, Lord, come by and witness to them. They receive you as Lord and Savior. Begin to pick your word up and read it, Lord, and take it wholeheartedly and sincerely in their hearts, God. They receive your word with gladness, and they apply your word to their life, God. Open doors for them that no man can shut. Close doors for them that no man can open, God. Lord, for the ones that are in the hospital, our elderly, God. Oh, Lord, even around, all around the United States, God, the ones that we keep up in prayer, God. Send your anointing, God. Oh, strengthen them with might in the inner man. Oh, God, give them words of prophecy, Lord, to prophesy to others, God. Some, even when they're in these states, they feel like they're not useful anymore. But God create a situation, Lord, that it changed their, totally changed, completely changed their hearts and minds, that they're more use now and with the wisdom you have given them than ever before, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. The race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. There is some work that still needs to be done. Oh, no matter what age you are. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We just thank you for Israel, God. Hallelujah. Though a host may camp against them, their heart says, I shall not fear. Lord, and I pray more and more receive you as personal Lord and Saviors. Hallelujah. Not Allah, not those other I would say the tribes and the nations that worship other gods, but they worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And they receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives them utterance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your angel protection. Thank you, Lord, because your word has already been written about Israel in about every continent on the face of this earth. They are safe, they are redeemed, and they're going to be the ones standing along with the U.S., God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, we pray for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, God. Lord, we lift them up to you. You told us to pray for our leaders. Pray for those who are in authority over us, our state representatives and leaders and our governments, God, the Congress and Senate and all our aldermen and police, God. Hallelujah, God. And we just lift them up to you, God. You know each one. We ask you to work it out in their lives. But ultimately and primarily, send your word. Send ministers by left and right to continue to give word to them. To drop jewels in their spirit, man. To prophesy over their lives. God, so that they can say, what must I do to be saved? That they can see the minister's good work and glorify you in heaven, O Heavenly Father. We just thank you for the shift in the atmosphere around the globe, in the nations, over Israel and U.S., God. We thank you for the shift because you're doing something. You're doing a lot of things. And we give you the glory for it, Father. We lift up the military and the armed forces, God. With all due respect, God, you placed them here. And my prayer is that they continue on the right road to victory, God. Oh, God, that they don't deviate from the plan. But, Lord, there'll be leaders in place, Lord, that'll lead the way according to your word and nothing else. God, we thank you. We bless you for that, God. Oh, God, we can sleep at night because of things like this. Because you put the military and armed forces in place. God, we just thank you, God, for the workers, God, essential workers, from the scientists to the volunteers, Lord, how they dedicated their lives, Lord, to make sure things go right, how they put their lives as well on the line on a daily basis, God. And, Lord, I pray, Lord, that more and more honor you, more and more receive salvation, even as they honor you, bless them, bless their house, bless their families, even unto the third and fourth generations. God, every prayer line, every worship center, God, oh, God, show forth your glory. Inhabit their praises. Let your kabod just come and rest in every place, even on every prayer line, God. That's yours. And the ones that are not, I pray, Lord, that their hearts be turned by your power, your Holy Spirit. Lead ministers, Lord, to show them the right way. What the error of their ways, so that they can do the right thing as well and receive you wholeheartedly and begin to do the right things as well. Just like all of our lives, every day, spiritually examining ourselves, Lord, so we, not only we get it right, but keep it right, maintain the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus before you, because that's who we are. Not because of anything we did, but because of everything you did. Hallelujah, God. And the manifestation of what we do is because our being saved and our love we have for you. Hallelujah. I heard someone say, this life is God's gift towards us, but what we do with this life is our gift back to God. Oh, we bless your name, Father. I just thank you, God, for our enemies, God. I lift them up. I speak salvation, God. I speak life to them, Lord, even to the third and fourth generations, God. Lord, every man, woman, boy, and girl, God, Lord, their hearts be turned and their mouth, they speak, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way, God. Hallelujah. That your Holy Spirit come on them and fill them. Fill them, Holy Spirit, according to your word, according to your plan, after they receive you as Lord and Savior, Father. After they receive your Son, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, God. Bless Pastor Hubbard on this prayer line. We just thank you, God. Eating the fat of the land. Eating good, eating the good of the land. And the phone calls that are soon to come, they're going to be phone calls of business, of opportunities. We thank you, Lord, because word, the word of God on divine connections wasn't just in one place. It's all over. More than we think and farther than we think. Somebody's life got touched. We thank you for the provision. We thank you for the monies that's coming in now. We thank you, God. Hey, Sally, that she didn't despise small beginnings. Oh, sigh. And I thank you, Lord, for opening up a window of heaven and pouring out her a blessing that she has not room enough to receive. God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for everybody in the prayer line. Bless them one by one and name by name. Thank you for the messages from the beginning that has been spoken. Thank you for the ones who haven't ever spoken, but come on faithfully listening. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. We keep speaking the word until there's a manifestation in the spirit realm, until we see our healing. Come from heaven into the earthly realm until we can say we have it now, when there's no evidence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each and every one that have prayed. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Pastor Hubbard. We thank God for each and every one that have already prayed, and we're going to touch and agree with each and every one on tonight. We just thank God for just who he is, and we ask the Lord right now to forgive us for every sin and fault, thought, attitude, or whatever way we have acted unseemly in his sight, that we will be able to do as he will have us to do as we walk this journey in these days and time. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father. because we realize, God, that without you we can do nothing, but with you we can do all things. We pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will help us continue to stand and be what you have us to be. We thank you, Lord God, for last night rest that we slumped and slept. We thank you, Lord God, for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day, letting us know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, God, we just thank you for knowing that we have a choice to rejoice or not rejoice in the midst of things that may be going on in all our life or whoever life that you may be going through, but we can rejoice in the Lord anyhow because we know our Savior lives. And so I just thank you on today. I just thank you right now, Lord God, for your forgiveness. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord God, for your strength. I thank you for peace on today. I thank you for the joy, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering, Lord God. I speak it and I declare it. I thank you right now, God, for a change of heart and a change of mind. I thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge that I'm learning as I get into your word, what the word of God said, ever learning, but ever, never coming into the knowledge of truth. So I thank God for how I can get into that word and I can see things different than I used to see. I can see that I can be different. I don't have to stay in that same old rut that I have always been in, that I can come out of those ways and those situations. And it's just joyful when I think about it. It's just joyful when I get into the word and just hungry for the word and just want to get it and eat it and digest it and not just be a hear the word, but want to do what the word say do. So, God, I just thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, I just praise you and I just lift you up on today. Thank you for your discerning. Thank you for being my friend that stick it closer than a brother. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the compassion that you showed me each and every day and every hour and every minute. I thank you for protecting me when I'm out in the about or when I'm going place or wherever I may be. I thank you for protecting me, God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that's teaching me how to live holy and how to live right. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for salvation on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for one day looking down on me and realize I was outdone and I needed a Savior. I thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the water that we have on today. I thank you for that clean water. Oh, I just think about it every time I get into that shower. I just thank you for the water to drink, the water that we bathe in, the water that we have to use to cook our food, and so many different ways that we need water. So I just thank you for it, Lord God. And I pray for those that don't have that water, God. And I pray that they will be able to have that clean water that other people have, because sometimes there's some people don't have that clean water. They got that real nasty water, and the little kids have to drink that water, and then they have to eat, you know, fix their food in water and bathe in that water. So God, I pray, Lord God, for the whole land that they will get some clean water for everybody, that everybody can get clean water, because everybody is somebody in the eyesight of God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that things will be worked out for that situation in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for being my counsel on tonight. I thank you for being my helper. I thank you for being the same, the God today as you was yesterday, that you change us not, that you're not a God that changed. I thank you for being that living bread that I can eat that word and I can digest that word and I can get full on the word of God as being in the spiritual realm. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for how you have let me know that I can come to you boldly to the throne, that I can find grace and mercy to help me in a time of need. So I praise you today. I pray for people all over the land, things that's going on in the world today. I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through situation in their life. I pray for those, for the leader, for the president. I pray, Lord God, for vice president. I pray, Lord God, for those that bees on the train. I seen where a train had, I think it was a train that shift off the rail, that people have got killed and some have got hurt. I pray for people when they riding and going on these trips and going different places. I pray, Lord, for the planes and the boats and for cars, for different ones. I even pray, Lord God, for this situation when 4th of July come, Lord, where everybody's going to be, people going to be gathered together. I pray for that situation that people would, that we'll be a worrying or be a lurking, and that we won't just get so enjoying ourselves, so that we won't get so much enjoying ourselves that we would realize that might be things going on around us, so that we'll keep our focus. That we keep our focus on the thing that's going on in this year, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I give glory and honor to you, Lord. I thank you because I know that your word said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, letting us know that there is a place. There is a place that God wants us to get in. There is a place that he wants to protect us as we go through our trials and our tribulations. We know that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but you said that you come that we have life and that more abundantly. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We just give glory and honor to you. We just praise you on tonight. We just pray, Lord God, for the church members, Lord God, for the body of Christ as a whole, that we will come together in unity, that we will lift one another up, and that we won't let the chains be broken, that we will keep that chains together so we'll be able to stay together, so we can bind up the devil and the enemy when he tries to come in like a flood. We know that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard, so we can bind these spirits up. And like Mother Alexander said, we can bind these things up. When stuff try to come into our thought, like our mind or whatever, we can just bind it up in the name of Jesus. When we see it trying to come in our mind, we can learn how to just bind those spirits up in the name of Jesus and send them back to the pits where they come from. And so, God, we just thank you because the word of God tells us that. He said in his word, he said, whether we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whether we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So we can bind these old devils and these spirits up that try to keep us from thinking we can't make it, or we can't do this, or we can't do that. We can bind it up because we have that authority. We have that authority. And if we know who we are, we can do it. We can do it because we are a child of God. So I know that. I realize, I thank God knowing that I am a child of God. I am his child, and he made me, and he keep making me, and he's molding me, and he's making me what he want me to be in these last and evil days. So I just thank you, Lord God. I just love you on today, God. And I pray right now. I pray for the world as a whole. I pray for this situation, a different thing that's going on in the world. I pray, Heavenly Father, for the sick and afflicted everywhere, because there's so many people are sick in their body. Oh, God, I pray for those that's going through situation with constipation on tonight. I pray that you would touch right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to look on my daughter because she's going through that on tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you'll touch her body in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for you to look down on those that's going through arthritis on tonight. Though that might be going through kidney problems, that's another one of my daughters. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll work that situation out, because I know it's already done. We know if there's an expiration date that this kitten going to come. So we're just thanking it for it. We just begin to thank God for the kitten that already is on the way right now in the name of Jesus. It will come and it will be the one that God wanted to have or her to have in the name of Jesus. And anybody else that's going through that situation with a kitten problem, anybody else that's going through a problem with a blood pressure, they will be healed. They already healed as they walk in their healing. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, for these all these sickness, all these disease, because you said that you told us, God, in the word of God, you told us by your stripes we are healed. We already healed. We ain't a people trying to get healed. We already healed in the name of Jesus. You told us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So glad that we know that we can trust in our Savior Jesus Christ, that he will lead us, and he will help us to stand in these last and evil days. And we just have to want to. We just got to realize we've got to want to do these things. We can walk around here and say we want to do this and do that and still doing the same old thing, but you got to make a change. You got to want to make a change in your life. You got to want to be different. If you want to be the same way, you're going to be the same way. But you got to want to change. You got to want to be different. And the word of God said, and also let us know, come boldly. He said, come boldly to the throne. He told us to come boldly. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, God, we pray on tonight for people. We pray for the mind. We pray for the mind of people, because that mind need to be touched. That mind need to be changed. People don't realize that the mind is a mind thing out here. They don't realize that. So, God, help us to think about that we want to be different. We don't want to be that same old person. God, we pray for people, Lord. We pray for those that's going through a weakness. They weak in their spirit. They weak and don't want to. They can't do like they want to do. But if they can just only come to you, you will give them the strength. You said when you are weak, you are strong. So God, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will touch the world as a whole. The eyes will come open. People's eyes will come open, that the blinders will come off of their eyes and let them realize there is a way. There is a better way of life. There is a better way of living as we walk this journey in the name of Jesus. There is a better way. We can live holy. We can live right. We don't have to walk in the same old way we always walk. Jesus said that he are the author and the finisher of our faith. We can come to him. Jesus has got his arms wide open on tonight and said, come. Yeah, I would know real wise cast you away if you just come to me. If you just come. God, I thank you tonight. Hi, Yalaboshikereya. Hey, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As I was just sitting here, I know I might be praying one way and going another way, but I'm going the way the Lord is leading me on tonight. As I was just sitting here a few minutes ago, I thought about when it come up on my phone and said, I have Jesus. It was just like, you have Jesus. So I would never leave. I would never walk alone. When you got Jesus, we would never walk alone. All the saints of God that got Jesus, you would never walk alone, because he's right there with you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. I think someone already said that a few minutes ago. He will never leave us. And that's just enough to know right all by itself. That's enough to just keep you going. It's enough to keep your spirit high and knowing that Jesus right there. Because we can't lean on the flesh. We can't lean on the fleshy man. We have to lean on our spiritual man, which is Jesus Christ. It's okay to have our fleshy man to walk with us, because those that got the spirit of the Lord in them, we lean with them. Because we touch and agree. Well, the word of God said, what one or two touch and agree, he would be in the midst. So therefore, we link together with them. But we can't lean on that flesh in there. We can't lean on it. We can't. In the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you on tonight. We praise you. We honor you. We pray that you go into the nursing home and touch everybody that's in the nursing home on tonight. There's so many sick people, Lord. so many are going through. But we know, God, that you can go in there and you can breathe on them. You can breathe the breath of life on them. And you can touch their body. And you can raise them up and give them another chance, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, even though they might be in the nursing home, they still alive. They ain't gone nowhere. They're still here. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for the breath that they're breathing. They still breathing. Long the breath ain't left them, they're still here. So we thank God for everybody that's in the nursing home today, that you will touch them and keep them, Lord God. Even though that's in their homes, people in their home that's sick, Lord God, we pray for them, God, because we know you is a healer. We know that you is a mind regulator and a heart fixer. We know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, because your word told us when we pray, you said whatsoever thing you ask in prayer, believe, and we will receive it. So I'm believing for whatever I'm asking on tonight that you go out, that your spirit will go out and touch people that's sick in their body. I'm believing you, Lord God, that there are going to be some people raising from the bed. There are going to be some eyes open. There are going to be some limbs begin to the limbs are not going to be hurt no more. There ain't going to be no arthritis on them no more. They're going to be able to walk, and they ain't going to feel that old arthritis no more. I'm believing, Lord God, for a change in this world like never before, because somebody got to speak it, and somebody got their cleric, and somebody got to speak with the authority. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, not so much as I'm speaking it right here behind the phone, but God, as I get out, wherever I go, if I open up my mouth, if you tell me to say what you want me to say, God, I speak it, God, what you want me to say in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you on tonight, Lord. I praise you, and I pray for the world. I know I'm not calling everything out, but I'm just saying for the whole entire world, because there's so much to pray about. There's so much to talk and to tell God about it, but he already knows. But he just wants us to speak it and declare it in the name of Jesus, that he will set the atmosphere. He will set it the way he sees fit in the name of Jesus. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing, because we'll reap if we faint not. Help us not to faint. Help us to keep our focus on you, Lord God, and trust in you, and never doubt what you're going to do, because we know, God, that you're going to do great things, and you're doing great things right now behind the scenes. Well, we can't even see what you're doing. You are doing some things behind the scenes. So we pray for each and every one on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for Sister Hubbard. We pray that you have a blessed birthday on Thursday. We pray, God, that you will just bless her in the many ways, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for all the prayer warriors on the line on tonight and down into their children. We pray for each and every one in the name of Jesus. We pray for people that's on the line that's not said anything. We pray, God, that you will touch them, Lord God, that you will encourage their heart and let them know, God, that you is a God that's able to deliver them from whatever they might be going through in the name of Jesus. Help them to realize, God, that you are the author and the finish of their faith. You are the one that they can come to. You are the one that can deliver them for whatever they might be going through, that your arms are not too short, that it can't reach whatever they need in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you right now, and we love you, we appreciate you, and we give glory and honor to you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord for the prayers thus far. We thank God, glory to God, for Prophetess Bird, if she's available. If not, praise the Lord, God. Oh, we'll take one more prayer warrior, Mother Sims, if she's not. Pastor Bird, are you available or
no? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, touching and agreeing on any one thing, God, you said you would be in our midst. God, you said to ask, and it shall be given to us. You said to seek, and we would find. You said to knock, and it shall be open unto us. For everyone that asks is received, and he that seeketh find. And to him that knock, it shall be open. Of what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? So I thank you, God, as we come together in your name. I come in agreement with every prayer that have gone forth, with every word, Father God. I thank you that we can stand on your word, not being moved by what we feel, what we see, or what we think, but every word, God, that proceeds out of your mouth. So, Father God, I come boldly to your throne of grace tonight. And God, my prayers is just a little bit different tonight. Because, God, I want to thank you for what you've done. Hallelujah. We've been praying for a long time, God, that man's eyes will be open and know that you are the creator of all things. Everything was made by you and for you. Thank you, Father God, that you open eyes of the Supreme Court, dear God, that they understood and know that life do not come from man. You can use anybody to bring forth life, but you are the giver of life. And it is a blessing, dear God. So I thank you, Father God, that this thing was turned around now and that abortions are no longer used as birth control or just anybody can do it. God, we thank you for hearing that cry of the people, just as you heard Abram, God, as his blood cried from the ground. You heard him, dear God, and I thank you that you heard the people. But God, my prayer is right now, Father God, for those that's marching right now, I pray that you touch their hearts. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they know what they're out there marching about. They're marching about murder, because you are the giver of life. You are the giver. It ain't got nothing to do with our flesh, because there are plenty of people right now, God, that want children and can't have them. They are gifts from you. So help us, God, especially for those Christians that's out there marching today. I'm asking you to touch their hearts, God, and help them to know that this body does not dictate whether we have children or not. It's a gift from you. And we ought to cherish each life, dear God, in Jesus' name. God, there's so many people that want children. They don't have to abort them. They don't have to throw them away. They don't have to beat them and abuse them. So, God, I'm asking that you touch hearts today of those mothers that's abusing their children right now. I ask that you touch the heart, hallelujah, of those young people that want children and can't have them, God. I'm asking you, Father God, that you will open our eyes and give us hope in Jesus' name. Help us, Father God, to ask. You said if we ask, hallelujah, the door would be open to us. We just got to knock, and sometimes we have to just knock until something happens, because it's all according to your will, dear God. So, God, I ask in the name of Jesus that we trust you with every situation, dear God, because you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. You open doors and you close doors. And we pray all the time and we say we're praying in faith. But when you say no, we take it into our own hands. And we try to make something happen that's against your will and against what you want to do. So, God, I pray tonight that the church, especially the body of Christ, would not get caught up in the schemes and schisms of Satan. Because there are those marching right now, tonight, that are in church and said that the woman's body belonged to hers, her right, and nobody else got any business telling them what they can do with their body. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to you. And we're not covenant breakers. God, you got commandments in place. And I'm not talking about the law. But we got to be doers of your word, not just hearers, dear God. And I don't care what we believe or what we think. What do the words say about it? So, God, I'm praying tonight, because I heard somebody say something that was a Christian, and it broke my heart. God, we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to you. We have to have a higher standard, because it's not about us. It's about you. So I pray tonight for the body of Christ, for those that's got it twisted, dear God. For those that think with the head and not with the heart, dear God. Those, Father God, that is walking by sight and not faith. You'll work it out, God. We got to bring it to you. We got to give it to you. Because you said it in your word if we ask. If we pray, Father God. You hear us. We know you hear us. And God, we need to know without a doubt that you are always for us and never against us. We thank you, Father God, for saving us and keeping us. We thank you for watching over us and protecting us and healing us. We thank you, God. But we thank you also that we're going to be that voice in the wilderness, crying out for righteousness and telling people that they need Jesus in every situation. It'll work. It'll work when you got money. It'll work when you don't have any. It'll work when you can afford children. It'll work when you can't. God, help us not to put you on a shelf and use you for the things that we think you can do for us. But help us to ask that question, what can we do for you, dear God? How can we promote the truth? How can these blind eyes come open? It's your will, not our will, God, that will be done. So we pray for the body of Christ. We pray, God, that you will open their eyes and help them to be there to comfort somebody and not to come and be a part of evil doing or doing things that they think is right. But we got to do things according to your word, God, because we ain't nothing but flesh. And this flesh don't want to do nothing but what this flesh wants to do. So we need you, Father, in this hour like never before. And I ask in Jesus' name that each of us, God, be in that place that you called us in this late hour, in the body of Christ. Because, God, you didn't call everybody to be an eye or an ear or a hand or a tongue or feet, but you call us, God, to be the body of Christ. You called us to be your church. And I pray that we all take our rightful place, Father, so that we can do the will of the Father. God, we thank you for your mercy and grace tonight. Because all of us have sinned and come short of what you want us to do. But I want to thank you for forgiveness. We talked about forgiveness last night, dear God. She brought a good message on forgiveness. I just want to add, God, that you forgive us. Hallelujah. Help us to know, God, that there's nothing that can separate us from you. Oh, God. Help us to be obedient. Help us to really walk in faith. And help us to know that regardless of what it is, you're going to bring us through, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, tonight, for all of those that sick in their body. I don't know the name of everything, but you do. And I pray for those that need a healing tonight, God, that you would touch those bodies. Cancer is not too hard for you. Diabetes is not too hard for you. Glaucoma, joint disease, arthritis, whatever name it is, God, is not greater than you. And I ask that you touch them where they need to be touched and heal their bodies from their head all the way down to their feet. I pray, Father God, that every need be met, because all our needs are different. Some might need a financial blessing tonight. God, I ask in Jesus' name that you give them what they need, nothing missing and nothing broken. I pray for finances, God, to flow in, for we are the head, not the tail, above only God and never beneath. Every need we have is met in you. But, God, it comes with you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then would I hear from heaven and I would heal the land. You also told us, God, to keep your commandments. It's not if I want to or if I think about it, but it's a command. You said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, if we love you like we say we do, help us, God, to trust you. Help us, Father God, to seek your face. Help us, God, to know that we can do all things through you that strengthens us. Help us to know, God, if you brought us to it, you will bring us through it. So, God, I pray tonight for those that's on the phone tonight that need anything, that they can trust you, that they can come to you. You stand at the door knocking, God, and you just want us to open that door and let you come in. And we pray for those tonight, God, that can't pray for themselves. You know, God, it's sort of hard to pray as we think about the people that's caught up in this war. Sometimes it's hard to pray when you just trying to stay alive and you're running. But God, we pray for them tonight. We pray for their strength. We pray for the strength of an eagle, God, to be upon them in Jesus' name so that they will run and not get weary. We are praying, Father God, for opportunity to come open for that man and that woman and that boy and girl who are not saved, don't know you, haven't heard of you. We are praying, God, that a door will be open for them so that they can hear the gospel in Jesus' name. Oh, God, my sister always pray about that water, God. Hey, Jose, he got it. She always praying about that good water. She always praying for those that don't have that water to drink. God, I pray in Jesus' name, and I come in agreement with her, dear God, right now, that there are going to be some wells being dug, Father God, that can produce what they need in Africa and all the third world countries now, God, in Jesus' name. God is just going to be like Moses when he hit that rock. Even though he hit that rock, God, and disobedient, the water came. So, God, we are believing, even if they got other gods, whatever they're doing is even not of you. We're praying for your mercy and grace. And, God, just open up a rock so that they can have the water that they need. Father, we know that you are awesome, God. You are a great God, and you love your creation. Hallelujah, and you will not keep any good thing from us. So, Father, we are praying for clean water and plenty of food, dear God, and clothes and shelter now, in Jesus' name, all over the world. And, Father God, we pray, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, that you, God, would turn our hearts back to you. We're talking about the youth and the older people, and God, is just so much going on in this world. And like we said, we had so much to pray about, and I'm not going to be long, Father, because, again, I've come in agreement what has already been said, and I know you heard them, and therefore you're going to do exactly what your words say you'll do. But, Father, I just want to lift up people all over this world, God, that they would come into the truth and the knowledge of you. Because we can gain the whole world. And what is that to gain everything and lose our souls? It come to nothing. So I'm praying for souls, God. You said that you would give us the wicked for an inheritance. That heathen, bring them in. We're asking you to put us in places. God, we know that they're missionaries and other people in other places, and you use them. But, God, you've given us all a job to do. Make us fishermen of men so that they can start coming in by the grove. Because, God, I tell you, it's very sad to have lived the life that some of us have lived and then turn around and lose our soul. So I'm praying for souls tonight, God. And God, I thank you for these anointed men and women that come together to glorify you and to pray for one another. Bless each one with what they need. Some of them need healing. Some of them need finances, transportation, and some of them, God, just need their families to be blessed. Glory to God. Do it for them, God. Do it for them. Everybody on this line tonight, I say that you're blessed. You're blessed when you come in, and you're blessed when you go out. You're blessed in the city and in the fields, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for Pastor BJ and Brother Black and Sister McCormick and Alexander and Minister Willette, Pastor Sims, and all of the others, God, that come on the line. Help us to be one. Help us to pray without ceasing. And most of all, help us to love one another as you love us. It's a commandment. It ain't if I feel like it or if I don't. So, God, I thank you for listening tonight. I know that there's things on my heart. And I pray that they be accepted in your sight. It's in the precious name of Jesus I pray, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Jesus. What an awesome and marvelous and wonderful God we serve. We bless the Lord tonight, praise God, for all the prayers and prayer requests that we're getting ready to ask now, because we have about, well, a little over 9 minutes for this only recording part of it, but we're going to pray past that if whatever is needed. But at this time, the lines are open for anyone that have a prayer request, and I am so delighted and just elated about how God just blessed and moved in such a powerful prayers and the depthness of the prayers and the agreement in the prayers and on one accord with the prayers. So bless the Lord.
She
has been
screaming the whole day.
She's Hello? Oh, you're talking in the background or you're making a request?
Yeah, because even when I'm trying to stop her.
This is Mother Ursa? Because I was still talking, I just heard some noise in the background. I wasn't sure whether the person making a request. Is that you?
To see a doctor. She's in her room there, but I'm in the prayers in my room.
Hello?
Yeah, She needs help. Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure what's taking place, but if that's not Mother Ursa, does anyone else have a prayer request? Because it's not clear what's coming through right now. Okay, we don't have any requests for tonight.
Keep Laura lifted up in prayer, y'all, please. My daughter and myself, keep us lifted up in prayer.
Sister Rachel, okay. All right, anyone else?
I have a request, Pastor DJ. It's a young man. He's a retired police officer. He's 44 years old. He lives down in Atlanta. He's a friend of some of my in-laws, my sister's in-laws, rather. He dropped dead with a massive heart attack. He just retired from the police department, and he owned a trucking company and was doing great, had everything to live for, and just a great guy, I understand. And we're asking for prayers for his family and those that loved him, as he was only 44 years old, but God called him from labor to reward. We're asking for prayers for them, please. The bereaved family.
Oh, my Lord. Praise God. Amen. We're going to take all the requests and we're going to pray. Anybody else before we start praying? Praise God. All right, then we're going to take those two requests. Sister Rachel and her daughter requesting prayer. And I'm praying also that, you know, with her daughter that got injured with her arm, that she'll pray for healing for her too as well. And Pastor Sims' request for that police officer at 44. So if Mother McCormick, you take the one for the police officer that my sister was just saying, and Mother Willette for Rachel and her daughter, and also remember Rachel had an accident was concerning her arm, so too for I think it's her arm, yep, healing there. Okay, yeah, take those two requests.
Sister Homer, what did I step away? What did she said about her, about the man?
One of her in-laws' friend, a police officer, and he's 44 years old, and he dropped dead, passed away, and whatever like this, and He was had just retired, and also he had a trucking company, so we want to pray for the families.
Oh, okay. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord God. We ask you to look down on Pastor Stem, the guy that she knew, God, in the name of Jesus, the police support, the policeman that died, dropped dead. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on the family, Lord God. We pray that you will give them strength, Lord God, as they go through their bereavement, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to keep them and to shield and protect them and to take them through, Lord God, and give them the strength that they need, Lord God, that they will be able to stand as they go through this situation, knowing that it's a tragic time. But, God, just help them to hold on and help them to know, God, that you stand in your word, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. You will be right there with them to the end. So, God, we ask you to strengthen the family right now, Lord, and hold them up on every side in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we pray to you in Jesus' name. We lift up Sister Rachel and her daughter, Lord. Was Sister Rachel had a daughter that was injured also?
Sister Rachel's daughter, Lori, that be on the line, she hurt her arm. She had fell and had some problem with the arm.
They were both in the same accident?
They didn't have no accident. It was just Sister Rachel that fell. Her daughter is Rachel.
Okay.
I mean, not Rachel. Sister Rachel is the mother, but her daughter,
right.
Laura.
That is, okay. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, I know you know Miss Rachel, Sister Rachel's situation, Lord God, with the accident. I know you know, Lord God, what injury her daughter had, Lori. We pray for both of them, Heavenly Father, and we thank you that, Lord God, healing is the children's bread. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit be released with your virtuous healing power. Touch every condition, Lord God, that needs restoration, Lord God, needs, Lord God, complete recovery of in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that you lessen, Lord God, the time for healing, and we pray that you lessen the pain in their bodies in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much, that there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright with thee. We pray favor, grace, blessings, and healings upon Miss Rachel and her daughter. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith. And, Father, we thank you that you hear us, and by faith we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Did anyone understand whoever was in the when I was just getting ready to open the line for prayer? Was anybody disciple who that was, or was it a request? It was jumbled. I just couldn't hear it. Nobody did. That was Sister Ursa? I thought it was, but I didn't get a response clear to understand whether that was her or not. Is that you, Sister Ursa?
I thought she was talking to somebody.
Okay, I thought so too. Father, we do thank you for tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for these powerful, anointed women of God and this man of God. God, I just thank you for those prayers that went up in your ear. And God, we believe, like Pastor already said, that God, that you hear us. And we just thank you for them being fulfilled. We are thanking you for some miraculous, marvelous, wonderful reports that's going to come back of the power of prayer, whether we hear it or not. Hear it through the media, whether we hear it, glory to God, for word of mouth. God, we just believe by faith that, God, you are doing some things, and you're doing them, glory to God, hallelujah, at your pace. Just help us to have the faith and to wait on you and continue to pray with consistency and not be weary in well-doing, and that not have faint-hearted, but wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Stand by, glory to God, hallelujah, your word, and just continue to walk in love and walk in forgiveness, walk in peace, walk in the joy of the Lord, being our strength. Cover them all with your blood and their families, loved ones, ministry, and however. We bind up Satan, all his accords, and every set of trap, plot, plan, and scheme. And even that he tried to steal from us, we rebuke and bind and reveal, glory to God, and we call it down, glory to God, any strongholds, every foul spirit, allowed to be eradicated. Glory to God, dismantle. And we call forth, glory to God, deliverance. And we thank you, Lord, that he's loose from his assignment. Thank you for our peace and joy. Thank you for the miraculous doing in our lives. Thank you for us making a determination that we are not going to go back, look back, or look down. We're going to look unto the hills with coming to our help, and we're going to continue to stand together in faith and continue to allow your will to be done in us. Continue to help us in our weakness that we get strong in you, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you for the abundance and the overflow. But most of all, we want to be rich in your word and rightly divided, yes, and walking in truth and obedience to it. God, I pray, glory to God, that you bless them in a special way, even throughout this week, this month, and throughout the year. In Jesus' name we pray. And we call glory to God forth. It is done. Declare it so. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Shalom. Enjoy that word last night. Also, that's a wonderful work that God did in you all tonight, too, as well.
Amen.
All right.
Shalom, love you.
2 minutes to DJ.
God alone, alone, alone. Oh, Mother of what, Xander, glory to God, we want you to go ahead and do Second Sunday. Second Sunday for service.
Second Sunday?
Yes, if you're available, Second Sunday.
Okay, my dear.
Okay, my dear, I love you.
Shalom.
Love you guys.
All right, shalom.
Looking forward to it.
Shalom.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All righty, love you.
Love you guys.
Love you. Love you.